providing Coleman with a unique blend of music from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
To tonight's show, it's me, Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach. And if you've been here before, then I thank you for being a frequent listener to the show. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that'll motivate you to change or to continue on your own health journey with confidence. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are excited to be here. And my guest tonight is a friend of mine, and she also is known as Dr. Cindy Grant. And her doctor is, she is a physical rehab veterinarian. But she's also a big part of my healthy community on my journey, and because that's one of the things that we've learned is how important support is in getting healthy. And so Cindy, welcome tonight. Thank you.
Thanks very much for that introduction. And I just want to say the doctor does only apply to animals, that anything you say does not have necessarily, you should clarify it with your own doctor or therapist first.
So. Absolutely. Well, me too. I'm glad they let people know that at the beginning of the show, just in case. So it's all good. But what we do know, right, is we've had experience of first making a decision to wanting to be healthier, mm-hmm. and finding a path to do that. And we really like to focus on our healthy body, and healthy mind is a big part of that. And I know that when I got started on my journey, wow, my mind was not healthy at all. I kind of thought that it was, and really thought that my whole problem was a physical problem. I just thought it was a weight problem, that I was carrying around so much weight. And come to find out that so much of that has to do with our mind.
That is absolutely true. I mean, I have a history in the past of having depression, which has been managed successfully for a long time now, thank goodness. But there's one thing I learned on my journey, which I started with your guidance, was how closely the mind and the body are connected. And I got to see that how I set goals in the past and what my expectations were, I were just setting myself up for failure without really addressing the negative thoughts that were going on in my mind and figuring out how to deal with those and actually prepare for a health journey, which is so much different than on Sunday thinking, okay, tomorrow I'm going back on the diet so I can lose 15 pounds. Totally different way to go about it.
And eat everything you can the night before.
Yes. Because it'll be the last time you'll ever get that piece of cake.
I'm never going to be able to have this again, so I'm going for it. It's really true. And that's one of the things that I really have admired about you and your journey and us working together. And I got to say, in the beginning, it kind of scared me, because I knew that you had made the decision to start your journey and you got the program, and I didn't really hear a lot from you. And the thing that was really cool is that when I did hear from you, you were totally engaged. Man, you were reading, you were checking it out, and that's exactly what you were doing. You were preparing for your journey. And that's just made, it's just made such a difference. And just to see the growth take place in you because of that has just been, it's been fantastic.
Healthy mind and preparation for any kind of health journey is what I have learned through you and your coaching. And I really see that as a missing element with people who are trying to get healthy and are looking for really quick results and get frustrated. I think it's so important in this day and age of, you know, things where we want instant gratification to maybe take a breath and sit back and say, okay, what are my goals? Let's say it's to lose weight. One thing I learned from you is that you really need to figure out why. And there's not just one reason. It's usually, well, I want to look good for my reunion, or I want to look good for the summer, or I want to fit into this nice dress. But you've got to take it further, because once you hit those goals, you go to your reunion or you fit into that dress, what's going to keep you in that healthy lifestyle? And so things like, I want to be able to play with my grandkids more, or I've got two young dogs and I want to be able to take them on the walk they deserve. Things that are more long-term and sustainable like that were real important. So I encourage people that are going to start anything, be it business or a health journey or a new meditation routine, step back and see why you're really doing it. And I'm an impulsive person. When I get onto something, I like to get on and do it, and I want to do it right away. And after I talked to you, I actually decided in January, in the beginning, to start this health program, but I decided I wasn't actually going to do it until February. And I spent a month beforehand cleaning out my kitchen and cleaning out my pantry and telling friends about it so that I would have a support group so that people knew what I was doing when I did it. So by the time February rolled around, I was actually excited to do it because I had been preparing for a month instead of dreading doing it. Like, oh God, now, mm-hmm. You know, I made the decision last night. Now I got to get through the day to do it.
Yeah.
So I think
you did it a lot differently than most people, because most of the time what I find is people jump in and they haven't really wrapped their mind around it or gotten educated about how, kind of the process really. And the moment something happens or interferes or triggers them, it's like they revert back and mm-hmm. let that be the hurdle. But you approached it and it's just one of the greatest ways that you could have.
Well, and that was thanks to a lot of the things I learned from you. And, you know, I started that, it's been about 2 years ago, and things haven't been perfect. You know, I've done things here and there that are not perfect for my health, but the thing about having a good, clear, long-term vision is that when I'm doing things that aren't getting me toward that goal in the moment, I realize it. And one thing I've had to overcome is the negative chatter in my head. Mm-hmm. It's real easy when you make a mistake or you give in to something that you know you shouldn't do to sit there and beat yourself up. And as long as you recognize that you've done something, it's over with, done with, learn from it, and then move on, get back on track, because getting to your goal is never going to be a straight line path. There are going to be some zigzags, but as long as you keep moving in the right direction, some little forays off to the side here and there are inevitable, and they shouldn't stop you from trying to get to your ultimate goal.
Absolutely. And thank goodness for that, because that's how my journey's been too. And looking back, it definitely has been consistency over time, just like we're taught. And I've just being able to have grace in those moments. And I've been looking at it like this lately. We're on this highway to health. Mm-hmm. And that highway is there. And every once in a while, we just think, I gotta take this exit.
Once in a while, I get off the exit and I get a vanilla milkshake at
Jack's. Yeah, you take that exit. But you know what's cool about it is we know where the highway is, mm-hmm. and we know how to get back on. And I think that's what's been the difference for me. And having that infrastructure of the support of that highway. Because I know in the past, I have gotten off the highway and got very lost to where I had no idea where it was. I didn't have anybody else that could point me back in the direction of that highway that had been supporting me all along. Mm-hmm. And then on that highway, I had no idea where I was going. So I really didn't have a destination. And if you think of it like the GPS, you know, you can't just tell a GPS, I want to go. You got to know where you're going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that knowing what your why is really comes into play.
It is really important, and it does give you direction. And the other thing that you were just talking about is the support group. And that's really important. And we're fortunate in this day and age that your support group doesn't have to be from one source.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can have some family, some friends, and then reaching out online, Facebook groups, finding startups in your community that'll help you get towards your goals, are also really good. And that's one thing that I found is that if I have a mixture of a bunch of different places to get support, first of all, I'm not ever exhausting one person when I need help.
Uh-huh.
The second thing is so many different people have so many different experiences. It's great to kind of get ideas from a few different sources and see what works for you. And it's also good because, I mean, let's face it, our families are great, but if you're going to dinners with your family or something like that, there's almost always somebody in there who's willing to try to sabotage your progress. And so,
not even on purpose.
No. Mm-hmm. And so it's really nice to have a fallback, somebody else in your family or some other friends that you know you can talk to. And I don't know. I find having a variety is really key for me.
Yeah, I agree. So as far as the journey mentally, because I know how much it's changed me. I feel like my transformation between my ears is so much huger than my physical transformation. How has that been for you? Do you find yourself just being, because you got your nutrition balanced out and you got the support, do you find yourself being clearer mentally?
Absolutely. I mean, before I started this journey, I had sugar swings and it would make me irritable and things would be fuzzy. And I mean, I was jokingly, but half seriously thinking, oh my God, do I have early onset dementia or something? Because mm-hmm. I couldn't remember where I put my car keys. I'd have to write everything down. And, you know, now with a healthy eating schedule, for the most part, and getting moderate amount of really low impact activity exercise, I find that things are much clearer and much calmer. And it's not just the food, but through this process, we talked about the negative thoughts that go through your mind. A lot of us have them and don't even know it. I mean, I did not realize mm-hmm. just driving in my car in the morning how many negative things I thought, either about myself or something I saw on the road or something about the day ahead, and it would just cause this downward spiral. And I actually had to start looking at my brain as like a toddler that needed to be reined in and trained and given manners. And the change in the thought process has been really remarkable, and it's been so complimentary. It's been great.
That's so good. Well, you're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk, and we're going to take a quick break, so join us right after.
Mm-hmm.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31, next to...
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
All right, welcome back. There's a little bit intro, but we're good. We're good. So I'm sitting here this evening with Dr. Cindy Grant, and she is a physical rehab veterinarian, but she is also a really good friend, and we've been on a health journey together, and I just really appreciate her support and us walking this walk together, because it's not easy. The rest of the world isn't. You know, a lot of times the rest of the world's just not on board. And I heard something last week that said, if we were mindful about our health, all these fast food places wouldn't be able to put a spot on every corner.
That's like, the truth.
Isn't that true? Like, if we cared, that wouldn't be happening. So I thought that was pretty good. But as a veterinarian, I remember one of the things that you had shared with me. Well, one of your goals was to be able to get, because you have to squat down quite often to work with your patients. And you also have to talk to your patients about, well, you talk to your patients' owners about how their dog's health is in respects to weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so those were two of the things that when you got started, I really, I liked how you talked to me about that. And so you want to?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, being a physical therapy vet, there aren't many of us around, so a lot of people don't know what that is, but it's basically think about physical therapy for people and it's adapted for animals. Mm-hmm. We have an underwater treadmill in Birmingham and laser therapy, and we come up with different exercises to try to get them moving better for different things, just like with people, arthritis, injuries, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of my patients are obese, and that leads to a lot of their issues with mobility. And then as I was packing on the pounds, getting down on the floor, which I have to do quite a bit to work with these guys, and getting back up was getting to be very difficult, or more difficult than I wanted it to be. So, and I also thought that as I'm talking to people about their pet's weight, if I didn't come across as somebody who cared about physical fitness for myself, why should they trust what I say about their animals? So that was part of the integrity thing. And when I started on this journey, February, a couple of years ago, I mean, really within about 2 or 3 months, I was able to get on and off of the floor a whole lot easier. And it also made me realize that the way that you were coaching me had an impact on the way that I was coaching my clients to help their dogs too.
Wow. Okay.
Is instead of just setting a big overall goal, like, oh, we'll get over this knee injury in 6 months, it was really breaking it down into little things about what you should see in 2 weeks and 6 weeks and 12 weeks, so that there were benchmarks that people could look for along the way. Because if you just look at that big fat goal at the very end and you don't celebrate some of the small successes in the meantime, it can get to be real discouraging.
Yeah, yeah. It could be daunting too, just by that's just so big, I don't think I can even do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's really good. Thank you. So let's circle back around. One of the things that we talked about with our minds being a little bit foggy, and I guess more along the lines of unhealthy, is that mental chatter. And I, too, like you mentioned, it's like didn't even really realize that it was going on. And I didn't realize how much I had that chatter and how truly hateful and mean that chatter to myself was, until I really think as a result of fueling my body nutritiously and getting my blood sugar balance, was I able to really be relieved from that.
Mm-hmm.
And is that kind of what you found happened for you?
Yes, the nutrition had a big part of it. I mean, going through therapy in the past for depression was helpful along those lines too. But if your sugar is out of whack, high or low, or you're feeling hungry, you're going to be more irritable and more anxious and mm-hmm. not at all really interested in what your brain is really telling your body. You're going to be on autopilot, or I shouldn't say you. I was more on autopilot and more reactionary to my thoughts instead of being in control of my thoughts. I kind of let my thoughts dictate how my day was going to be, instead of the other way around.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. And I really enjoy now feeling like I have the choice. Where before I just didn't feel like I had the choice. Like I would just wake up and just think, I'm just in a bad mood today, you know. And now it's like, no, why am I in a bad mood? There's like, what's going on? And this doesn't have to stay like this. And I also now know too that to diffuse a lot of my mental chatter is just making the choice that doesn't have a lot of sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps me. That goes miles. But the thing that's really shifted too is having the opportunity to be mindful enough to make that choice. See, before I never felt like I had the option. It's just like that was my routine. That was the pattern. And that was just the path my brain was on.
Yeah, the brain can be a powerful friend, or it can be a really, mm-hmm. really powerful enemy. And I think that if you sit there and think of your thoughts as coming from somebody else, like one thing that somebody told me is, listen to what you're saying to yourself inside. Would you actually say those things to your best friend?
Yeah.
Or to your husband or your wife, or your child? And most of the time you would go, oh, heck no, that is so mean. Mm-hmm. But yet yeah. you allow it, your brain, to say it to yourself.
Yeah.
And if you can start to look at things like that, it can really change your perspective. And I just want to put a little plug in too, in addition to the food and good nutrition and regular nutrition, sleep has a lot to do with
yes.
that too.
Yeah, we actually have done a show on sleep, and it's that restful sleep. It really does. That has changed a lot for me too. In respects to the why we want to stay on this journey and why we choose health. And I find that a lot of times working with people, once they hit those initial goals, it starts getting a little tougher. It starts getting a little tougher to move forward and, not really to move forward, but to come up with a new reason to stay engaged, to move forward. Because let's face it, getting healthy, if you think of it like an ocean,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of drag. You know, there's a lot of undertow coming through with all the unhealthy stuff. So to stay that, you know, to stay on top and keep that force and keep surfing, how do you do it? Like, do you have any suggestions for that, with coming up with new ways to move forward?
Maybe not a great one for a lot of people, but one thing that I think of is the health issues that run through my family. For instance, diabetes mm-hmm. runs rampant. And so my goal is to do what I can to make sure that that doesn't happen to me. We're all going to get ill and we're all eventually going to die. That's the truth. But I kind of want to make sure that it's not something that I could totally have control over.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that kind of keeps me on track. The other thing is that the better I am at staying in that lane on the highway, the less I beat myself up when I get the treat every
yeah.
once in a while.
Yeah. And isn't it that much more enjoyable
it is.
At that time too?
It is. And it is a journey. You're not supposed to sit here and say, I'm never going to have any chocolate cake ever again. Or for
yeah.
me, never going to have a milkshake ever again. That's really stupid, but you get to a point where you're so healthy and you have such good habits that when you have one of those, it's not going to lead to kind of a bender where
yeah.
you then have
yep.
hamburgers and french fries for the rest of the week. It's a one and done, and then you're back on track. So I'm not sure that really answered your question, but that's kind of how I handle it day to day and try to keep focused.
Yeah. No, that's great. I really thank you for being here. You're going to have to come back because you know what? This isn't just a one show topic. this is big, and this is one of the hardest parts. So thank you very much for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you for having me
on,
Sandy.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you'll be coming back. The Cindy and Sandy Show. So the first step in getting healthier is making the decision. And if you feel like you are close to making that decision and are looking for a clear-cut path that's pretty fun and easy and lots of support along the way, then reach out to us at www.path-changers.com or just give me a call, 256-338-4645. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And stay tuned. Big D's up next, and you're in for a real treat. He's usually got lots of guests, and we'll see you next week. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Woo! Mm-hmm.